try and make a sale. So I think that right now, as pertains to our specific office and our specific request, I'm hoping that we will have your support in tonight, you all agreeing that you need to address this issue. Then I can have something formal in your minutes to take to design review on Tuesday saying City Council is deliberating this issue. You need to table this issue for another 60 to 90 days until they've come up with something. And that's what I mean, I'm hearing from you all is the only thing, the only option we have.
I think that's right. Okay.
It's not Tuesday.
Yeah. I'm Mark Thompson. It's a 1787 citation. We have Lazo Fair Properties. Obviously, we were interested in the Red Cross building. That's okay. We made contact with the city prior to purchasing the property that we bought, the LeGrand Morgan house to 241 Lawrence Street, with the idea and concept of what we intended to do with the property, and were met with open arms and told that it was far preferable for the house to be sent back to its residential status as opposed to it being a commercial establishment, and the possibility of building some downtown residences, Charleston-style, upscale, very pricey homes in the back, and what is an existing parking lot would be well received by the city. So I'm not real thrilled about a moratorium discussion about anything at all. I don't think I'm the only property owner or the person that's purchased property in the last year or so in downtown Aiken or in the area that would be greatly affected by that type of situation. I understand a specific instance, and I think that can be probably addressed by, as you said, Mr. Smith, a temporary restraining order or something along the court system, if that was what was necessary, rather than encompassing, you know, some type of area-wide moratorium as was proposed. I would certainly don't think that anything we are proposing doing or will bring before council at some point in time to do is going to be detrimental to the downtown area. It's all designed to be in the style of Old Aiken, in a price range that will give that particular property in the city a much larger tax base to draw from, and provide, you know, five or six different residences here, which will be all supported with the downtown restaurants and places like that. This has not been a pleasant discussion. I've listened all the evening, and I've managed to keep my temperature down, but it's been very difficult. Anyway, but I just, you know, I'll close with that. I just do not think that it's, you know, I'm not the only person who's purchased property in downtown Aiken with the idea of doing something to enhance it, and a moratorium would certainly be detrimental to us.
But you're not demolishing anything.
Yes,
I mean,
we're not taking the house and the carriage house down. No,
that's what I mean. You're not demolishing.
There's a little storage building in the back.
Yeah,
that,
but,
and,
but I mean, the major
structure. Yeah, any moratorium in that effect, and those two things have already been on city council record in 2003. That they have no historical consequence. They were just, one was a storage shed, and right. And had been previously approved for demolition. So, I mean, I don't...
Well, that's already been done then. So you're...
Well, no, I have to come back again because now I'm a different landowner, but it's not... You know, you see why I was hesitant.
Yeah.
But though we have no intention of destroying the house. The idea with the house was to sell it, and we want to deed restrict it as residential. We do not want it. We want it to go back to the original usage in downtown. We have recently, and as a matter of fact, recorded today the plat for the house and the carriage house to be extracted out of the rest of the to be subdivided out at 0.41, I believe, an acre, which leaves the two pieces, which are historic, the house and the carriage house, intact and should be to be, you know, remodeled basically, or put back to restoration, I guess is what would be a better word. But and we've had several instances of several people that are interested in doing that, so hopefully that'll come to pass, and that'll be what happens. But we do not have the intention of tearing down $10.
Right. Okay. Well, that's going to be very nice, what you do there, certainly.
One of the biggest issues, and I mentioned this to several of you, just for you to ponder and think about, as you heard tonight, the density question throughout Old Aiken and the design elements of whatever's built in Old Aiken are going to be two of the major issues you'll be discussing for the next several months. How dense, what design. What we're going to get from Randy Wilson will give us some guidelines in the DB area. But again, that we're talking about a few months from now. But we will go ahead, Bill and I will talk to him and see if we get that process moved along a little bit quicker.
Okay. Tell him our problem. Maybe he's dealt with it somewhere before.
He has some material from other cities and what he's dealt with that we could probably get something quicker than. But again, we just have a very diverse area in our DB area.
Okay. Anything else to come up? It's early.
Good morning.
Okay, we stand adjourned.
Mr. Mayor.
We've got to change the definition of low density.
Good morning.
Low density is not low density, no matter how you look at it.
You had another item.
Neither is our eight.
What was that?
No. Zones in there.
Oh, Rosalie took that off. Yeah. She left and she came up and